Radio.
Morning, how are you? What a good morning it is. It warmed up a little bit. I was able to take the puppy dog out this morning and not put on a second coat. That's a positive thing. Hey, I have been really lazy because I went down to North Carolina to visit my grandkids, and so I didn't prepare. Well, I did prepare a little bit, but I didn't work on a real thoughtful show today. My really thoughtful show today is going to include Family Feud. It's something we all like to do. It's kind of a fun once a month or maybe once every other month thing for my show. It's when I've been a little lazy is what it is. And that's what we're going to do today. And you know the phone number, right? Oh, I hit something wrong. No, I did not. Did you hear that noise? I did. Anyway, I don't think I hit anything wrong. Anyway, we're gonna do that today. And our phone number, I'll give you that right now, and then I'll give it to you several times throughout the next couple hours. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Hey, now, don't call now, because I haven't asked any questions. Wasn't it interesting to listen to Kresgen this morning? I was listening to him. I guess I'm not going to get a tattoo this year. Tattoos are going to be diminishing. And what was the other thing that was so important? Oh, tipping. I almost always tip 15%, sometimes 20% if it was good service. I'm not. My daughter worked in the food industry for a while, and she used to tell me horror stories about people that spend $500 for a dinner for four and leave no tip, or worse yet, somebody'd leave 2 cents. Because they didn't like the food. Well, she had nothing to do with the food. And really, you're tipping the people that are serving it to you as well as the people that are cooking it for you. Some places, they actually share the tips. Most places, it goes to the server. But anyway, interesting show this morning with Kresgen. I enjoy listening to him. I've been listening to him since I was young. He must be 475 years old. No, he's not that old. He's in his early 80s, I believe. He just had a birthday. I forget what he said it was. But anyway, we're going to have a Family Feud today for the first couple of hours, and then we have a swap shop as usual. And a swap shop, I'm just going to have some trivia questions to be named later, probably to be figured out later, during the break maybe even. The questions we're going to ask today are, I've got a bunch of questions that I think are a little bit less obvious and maybe a little bit more off the wall. But the first one I've got, are you ready? Okay, the number, phone number again, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You're listening to On the Air. I think. I think that's the name of this show. Anyway, and I'm Glenn Coble. I can't pronounce my own name. That's really bad when you can't pronounce your own name. Glenn Coble. Like Noble, only with a C. Or a K. I suppose it could be Coble with a K. But it's not. It's with a C. All right, here's the first question. You ready for this? This one has 1, 2, 3, 4, has 8 answers. These were chosen by Parade Magazine, so at least there's some credibility there, right? They asked probably in most, let's see, it's 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, probably pretty close to 100 people on all these questions. Not exactly 100, but pretty close to it. And on this one, there are eight different answers. Name a house you never want to be in. Name a house you never want to be in. And there are 7, 8 answers. 740-383-9944, as the policeman goes by our front door. I keep going, keep going. That's good. I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but it always kind of concerns me that they're not seeing smoke come out of the top of our house or something. Name a house you never want to be in. And there are 8 answers. And then I've got a bunch of questions here that we can, I'll answer, ask some less difficult ones as well as some more difficult ones. And I have some that have 4 answers and some that have as many, well, 6 and 8. And so we'll be bouncing around the place. I hope you had a good week so far. It was kind of an interesting week for the Cobles. I drove down to North Carolina and picked up my wife, and that's what I did. Hey, we've got a caller. Let's get to the phone real quickly here. Hi, you're on the air.
Haunted house.
Haunted house. Let's see if it's on here. That happens to be the number one answer. Excellent. Atta girl.
Thank you.
All right. Haunted house is the number one answer, and we got it right off the bat. We have a really smart audience, you know? I've learned that, and I don't do this game very often, but every time I do, I usually have quite a few phone calls of really smart people. So I don't care what you say. Marion has a lot of smart people in it. And I may not be one of them, but there are a lot of them in it. All right. Our first answer, haunted house. A name, a house you never want to be in. A haunted house. Boy, they've made a lot of money with movies about that, haven't they? Woo! The Chainsaw Massacre, well, I don't know if that was a haunted. I never go to those movies, so I really don't know what they're talking about. When I was a kid, I used to go to, occasionally would go to a Boris Karloff or a one of those movies. I can't remember the gentleman's name that I always used to go see. But they were scary, but you kind of felt that they were a little distant from you. Whereas the ones currently, they'll scare the daylights out of you because you think the guy's right outside the window. Hang on, we got another phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about the jailhouse?
Jailhouse is number 2. Boy, we got number 1 and number 2 right off the bat. Yeah, 11 people said the jailhouse. By the way, 27 people said the haunted house. Hey, atta girl. Thanks a lot.
Hard one.
I'm sorry?
It's a hard one.
Yeah, when I tried to start out, wake up our, you know, we've all just awakened, and we need our brains to get flowing, so that's why I picked
well,
this
Well, we
one.
Need that every day.
Yeah, we do need that every day. Well, you have okay. A wonderful day today. Keep thinking, all right? Maybe we'll have you back on here, all right?
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that's right. Jailhouse is number 2. And they also list it as not only a jailhouse, but the big house. So that was number 2 with 11 people that said that. We've got 6 more answers. Name a house you never want to be in. kind of the ones now are get a little bit more interesting. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
It's me again. How about the outhouse?
The outhouse. You know, I laughed because I thought that can't possibly be on there, but that is the very last answer, the outhouse.
Well, that's the only two I could think of with house in it, so then I'm done, I think.
I'm going to ask an indelicate question. Have you ever been in an outhouse?
When I didn't graduate till 61, and mm-hmm. we lived in the country, and I'm from a small town down around Jackson, and we didn't have a bathroom, so yeah. we had to bathe in that old metal.
Ooh,
tub.
You had to bathe outside?
Yeah, that's what we had was the outhouse, and we didn't even have a phone when I was growing up, so can you imagine that?
Well, I'm glad you came into the 21st century.
Well, I think sometimes they should take these kids on and take them to a camp for a month and let them live like that, and maybe they'd appreciate what they've got.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what Boy Scouts did for me, is kind of taught me how to live outside, and that meant you had to go potty outside. So.
Yeah, well, you never thought anything about it, because that's the way everybody, most of them did. In town, they had, of course, the plumbing, but most... out in the country did not have it. So.
Yeah. My aunt and uncle owned a summer place up in northern Maine, and we'd go visit them up there, and that's all they had is an outhouse, and I didn't find that very thrilling, but I kind of had interesting outside exposure this week. I came home, and all my plumbing was stopped up, so...
Well, that's what I told that other guy, that Mike, you have to let your spigots or faucets just do a little teeny drip, like the bathroom or the kitchen. It's better than paying like hundreds in plumbing bills.
We paid $415 to have ours roto-rooted out, and I guess I'm not supposed to mention the name, but they did a great job, got it all cleaned up. But I actually had a blockage coming back from the city sanitary, so it wasn't something that I think we could have kept going, but I don't know.
I think they got all those millions, so maybe they'll upgrade all
there you go.
Things.
There you
everybody.
Go. Let's hope
use
so.
It for something good, not for... I know they use it for a lot of programs. I just seen where one place got, $1.4 million, and it's like, what are they going to do with it? And it's like, well, you've got to question what you're doing. You know,
yeah.
I can't see certain places getting all this money when they could build homes for the homeless, little places, and a bunch of stuff instead of throwing it. When you throw it at drugs, you're...
Yeah.
With all the drugs coming in, you're never going to stop it. You have to stop the source and then work on the people. If you work on the people and it keeps coming, you're never going to stop it. So
I love the idea of the little house thing. I dream about that. If I ever win the lottery, I'm going to develop a little house area for people that are homeless.
Well, I'm going to develop mine for cats.
For cats? Oh, good, good. I like cats.
I love cats, and I always said for years, if I win it, I'm having a look. Well, probably dogs, but I mostly had the cats.
Yeah, well, if you're a cat person, get the cats safe first. I'll take care of the dogs, all right?
Okay, that'll be good.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Yeah, we need a homeless place for the cats. We have two cats in our neighborhood that wander around, and quite frankly, I'm glad we have them because they take care of their pesky rodents that get inside your garage and stuff. My wife doesn't like it because she's seen them stalking other animals, but they're very helpful in our neighborhood. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
What about doghouse?
Doghouse, number 3 on the list. You're a winner, attaboy. Excellent. All right, doghouse is number 3 with 8 votes. Yeah, nobody wants to be in the doghouse. The nice thing about having... My wife was down in North Carolina for the last couple of weeks visiting the grandkids. I take her down, then I come back because I have things to do like the show and stuff. And then I go and pick her up after a couple of weeks, and she's ready to come home. The nice thing about it is when she comes home, I don't get in the doghouse for at least 2 or 3 days. So anyway, nobody wants to be in the doghouse. 8 people said that was their least favorite house to be in. Name a house you never want to be in. That's the question right now. We've got 4 of the 8 answers. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
It's me again. I'm going to try the White House.
The what house?
White. The White House.
The White House. There are a lot of people that really want to be in there that shouldn't.
I know, but a lot of people. Well, I'm trying to get things to end with house.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing that one out there.
I'm afraid I can't give you an attagirl on that. The White House is not on the list. But good idea. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. White House. You know, there are a lot of people that would love to be in the White House that probably shouldn't be anywhere near the White House. but anyway, White House is not one of the 8. We still have 4 houses. Name a house you never want to be in, and we still have 4 names you can give. Phone number here is 740-383-9944. You know, one thing I love about doing this this little game that we do, a Family Feud game that we do, is we always get a lot of friendly calls. I love friendly calls. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
It's me again.
Okay.
Everybody must be sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. Now, this is. Well, I'm just going to say the Madhouse.
The Madhouse. Okay.
Yeah, Madhouse.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I should be there. But
I should be there, too.
But that's not one of the 4 that remain. Now, I used to live in Athens, Ohio, and where I worked in the Convocation Center, which was the big athletic center down there. And
yes.
When we walked out in the morning, we could look up to our right and see the old, as you called it, madhouse. And it was scary. Scary looking.
I know. My uncle's wife, they took her there and they did that. I think that thing they do, was it Shockey or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think they should have ever done that. I wasn't around her that much, but she didn't seem, I'm never saying normal, but
yeah.
I because it wasn't around me really before, so after that. But
well, I
should got around there too, so I there were.
You know where it is. I
haven't been through there for years, but they always said that that's what they called it, the that house. So,
I had a guy that worked for me that had gotten that shock therapy, and it really helped him. But see, it works sometimes.
It probably does. Yeah. And I don't know if they do it newer, but back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when they did that stuff, you know, they probably did. I haven't really updated it, is what I'm trying to say. So.
I think they do it with chemicals now as opposed to actual electrocuting them.
Okay, that's the difference probably. Okay,
yeah.
Then.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. No, there's no madhouse here. However, the madhouse is probably a decent idea. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
What about a house of ill repute?
Ooh, I love that one, but you're wrong.
Okay.
Now, that would have been the first one I would have put on there.
First thing came to my mind.
But, see, it isn't ill repute house. It's house of ill repute. This kind of ends in the word house, I guess. I don't.
Alrighty.
Well, good try.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye. All right. No house of ill repute. That's a great answer, though. When I saw this question, that really was one of the things that popped into my head fairly early. I know. I need help. We have 4 more houses that nobody wants to be in. What are they? You know what? I just noticed something. Well, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say drug house.
Drug house is absolutely number 4. You got it exactly right, and there were 7 people that agreed with you in the thing. So, attaboy.
Yeah, you don't want to find yourself in one of those.
No, please no. Thank you. All right. Thanks a lot for the answer. All right. Now, I have to apologize to our previous caller. He said house of ill repute, and I said no, I wouldn't give him an attaboy, but I'm going to give an attaboy because down at toward the second to the last one it says cat house, and I was not thinking of a cat. I was thinking like the lady that called in wants to make little houses for cats. That's not what this meant. attaboy, you got it right. House of Ill Repute is correct. We're going to back that one up. And that is number 7. Five people said cat house. So tell all the people that are around you that booed you when you didn't get the right answer. You were right. I was wrong. All right. We got two more answers. The phone number here is 740-383-9944. And I love this game because we get like, you know, what do we had? Probably 5 or 6 different people already, and they've all been very friendly. I like friendly. We ought to do friendly more often. What do you think? All right. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio. This show is called On the Air, and we're doing a little bit of Family Feud, and we got another phone call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say this, the poorhouse, down in where I'm from, they had a place where the older people went. They didn't call it like a nursing home. They called it the poorhouse.
I do. I remember that. That is not on here, but I do remember that. And it was almost a dirty word, wasn't it? I mean, people
They just said for people, you know, like they did, like now you'd call it a nursing home, and it was like Jackson County. I remember the huge building and stuff and things, and when you didn't have anybody to take care of you, that's where you went, and they didn't call it by its name. They just say the poorhouse, you know. They always use slang for stuff.
Someday we ought to get together, because I lived in Athens for 12 years. It sounds like you and I probably have some old haunts that we could talk about. But the poorhouse was not one of them.
I'm from Oak Hill, down from...
Oh, sure. I know where Oak Hill is, of course.
Yeah,
more toward the center of the state. Yeah.
Yeah, we're clear down by Dallas, Portsmouth. We're down in that area.
Yep, played a lot of basketball and football and soccer games down in that area with my kids when they were growing up. All right.
Uh-huh.
But
okay,
poor house is not on there. I'm sorry. Good call.
Okay, bye-bye.
I think when I was a kid, or when I was younger, you didn't say poor house because that was kind of a... You know, are you going to take grandma to the poorhouse? You wouldn't say something like that. You might say, are you taking her to the nursing home? But poorhouse kind of implied something that was bad. And being poor isn't bad. I know a lot of people that are poor. I live with one. My wife. No, it's just not a term that's... very positive, obviously. All right, we have two more answers. You're listening to On the Air. That's what the name of the show is. But you're listening to Family Feud on the Air. And we've gotten 6 of the 8 answers to the question, name a house you never want to be in. I love the very first one, the haunted house. I don't think I've ever been in a haunted house. I'm not sure I believe in haunted houses, but, you know, that's another story. I don't think I've ever gone in one that people have told me was a haunted house. I've gone by some that look like a haunted house, but that's a different story. As a matter of fact, I kind of had an interesting opportunity. I got to see the haunted house that they used in Psycho when I was out in California. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Glass house,
absolutely. Why did you think glass house? I would never have thought of that. I guess if you throw a stone, you might break a window, right?
Right, and you'd have to have a lot of curtains.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that type of glass house. Yes, you would. You know, there are a lot of houses being built right now that are glass all the way around. That nobody wants to see me running around in my underwear. I'll guarantee that. All right, we're down to only one more. Atta girl, you did a great job. Glass house is number 5 with 6 responses. Thanks a lot. Keep listening. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, glass house. I didn't, when I saw that on here, I thought, why would that be a house you wouldn't want to go into? But yeah, if you lived in a house that had all glass windows, could be a little embarrassing, and also could be dangerous if you did throw something and it broke a window and it came down on you. All right, let's get back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Uh-oh. Did I hit the wrong button?
Oh, the courthouse.
The courthouse. Well, that's a good answer. Nobody wants to go to our courthouse because that means you're going to some sort of trial, right? That is not the final answer in here. And the final answer that's on my list is one that's difficult. So I'm going to start another question here pretty soon. But keep thinking. Keep thinking.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No, that courthouse is not one of them. But in our city, if you go to the courthouse, I think you're going to some sort of trial thing. I think that's all they have in the courthouse now. I don't know. I have not been called. I was called there about 6 or 7 months ago for jury duty, but apparently they didn't want me. So I didn't have to go. All right, let's start another. Now, this one should be really easy, okay? Oh, well, I got another phone call. Let's go back to the phone and see what this person says. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say a trailer house.
A what type of house?
A trailer.
A trailer house. You know, that's kind of interesting. I've never heard them called a trailer house, but yeah, you know, I there are a lot of people that live in trailers, so as a matter of fact, my son lives in a trailer out in California. But that's not the answer, but good idea. As a matter of fact, the answer is a little bit related to that, but not quite close enough. Thanks. Well, anyway, keep thinking about it. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, the answer that's missing right now is one that you might say if you lived in a trailer, you lived in this type of house. So that should give you a good hint, all right? Okay, let's... okay, here it is. Name a common candy bar component. Common candy bar component. This one should be really easy. I'll guarantee you the first one's easy. Give us an answer of a common candy bar component. Okay, we get a phone call right off the bat. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say chocolate.
You got it. Atta girl. Chocolate is the number one answer with 36 people responding saying chocolate. So that was right on the nose.
I was trying to answer the other question, but since you answered that one. Okay, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. She got it. She got the atta girl, and she got the answer. Chocolate is the most common candy bar component. Now, there are five other components that are listed here. The second one is pretty obvious. The third one's pretty obvious. Actually, all of them are pretty obvious, but the last one. And it's not that the last one is not obvious, but the last one is not one my wife likes. So I'll leave it at that, all right? Here we go. We're going back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say sugar.
Sugar. You know what? That's not one of them.
That surprises me.
Well, all of the components that are listed here have, not all of them, but most of them have sugar in them. So you're probably right. I'm going to give you a half an atta girl.
No, that's okay because... and stuff, but I thought for sure that would be there. Okay,
no,
then thanks.
That's not there. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, me. Sugar obviously is in all candy bars, I would think. Well, maybe there are some candy bars now that don't have sugar in. You know, who knows? All right. Oh, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Caramel.
What was that?
Caramel.
Caramel. Absolutely. Number three on the list. 15 people agree with you on the survey. Caramel is the number three ingredients most found in candy. And that's the one thing that makes it good for me to eat. I love caramel. All right. Or do you pronounce it caramel?
No, I say caramel.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. He gets an attaboy. Caramel. Yeah, that was... number three on the list. Now, number two should be almost as simple. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to try nuts.
You got it. That's number two. Peanuts are 22 out of the surveyed people. Very good. Atta girl. Again. Bye-bye. Okay, we got the two. We got the three easy ones. The next one's a little bit less. One of them, the name, a lot of people don't think of it, okay? One of them, people don't like, And the third one, probably that'll be the next one that people say. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
Treehouse.
Treehouse, for the last remaining house that you don't want to be in. This is kind of related also to a treehouse, but that's not the answer. Good thought, though. Okay. Keep thinking that's like a treehouse. Okay?
House on wheels.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Treehouse. Good answer. It is related to the answer that's on here. But I can't give it to you because this is a little bit less specific than a treehouse. Okay? Maybe that'll help. I don't know. I had to get my drink of coffee and let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say milk.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Milk.
Milk. You know, that's a great answer. That didn't even enter my mind. That's not one of the three that are remaining, but I'll bet you most candy, especially if it has chocolate and it has some form of milk in it, you're probably right. But that's not one of the answers that other people came up with. But good thinking. Keep thinking. Have a good day. All right. I never know how to let people down easy. Easily. Yeah. End an adverb in L-Y, isn't that it? Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about syrup?
Syrup? No, that's one of those things like sugar. All of them have some form of syrup in it. Yeah, but I can't give you an attagirl on that one because that's not one of the three that is remaining. Okay? Keep thinking, though.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Syrup. Yeah, I would think that all of them at some point have some form of syrup in it. A lot of them have that corn syrup in it, which I guess is not good for you. Probably too much of anything is not good for you. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Coconut.
Coconut is number 6 out of 6.
I thought that's the one your wife didn't like.
Yeah, she hates it.
Right. A lot of people do. I love it.
Yeah, do you? Yeah. I like it with other stuff.
Yeah,
I don't like to eat it straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Attaboy, you got it. Coconut is number 6. All right. We'll go back to the phones here shortly. Coconut had 6 people that agreed with him on that. And he got that, so he gets an attaboy. We're giving out attaboys today. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the phone. Hi.
Oh, I was going to say peanut butter, but I already said nuts, so.
Yeah, we did say peanuts, so I think that sort of covers that.
Cover that too, yeah.
I'll give you a quarter of an attagirl.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I love peanut, but I love Reese's cups. Don't you love them? Well, maybe I'm unusual that way. If my grandkids come up with a bag of candy, I look for the Reese's cups. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Nougat.
Nougat? Now, do you know what nougat is? That is
not for sure. It's usually the center of a lot of candy bars.
And I remember ads say creamy nougat.
Right.
And I never have known what creamy nougat
exactly
was.
What it's made of.
But that is number 5 on the 6 questions. And you agreed with 10 of the people that followed up on the survey. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
You attaboy. Bye-bye. All right. Nougat. Absolutely. Now, the one that hasn't been answered, I thought a lot of people would think about. And I've got one left on name a house you never want to be in. There is a haunted house, jailhouse, doghouse. Drug house. Glass house. I can't read through my writing here. But there's still one house left. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
A boathouse.
Boathouse, great answer. Wrong. I love that. I would love to be in a boathouse. I love boats. All right,
what
good answer.
Marshmallow on the candy.
Marshmallow on the candy. No, but that is a good answer. I like marshmallow candy. You can get too much of it, though, you know.
like at Easter, the Easter eggs.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The sugar in that just goes straight to my head. All right. Good try.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Marshmallow. Yeah, that's a good answer. I bet if they had allowed 8 answers on this, marshmallow would have been one of the next two. We only have one left of the name a common candy bar component. Let me tell you what's already been named: chocolate, peanuts, caramel, nougat, coconut. What? There's one that almost jumps off the page at me. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
On the house, I'm going to say like a stick or a bamboo house.
Ooh. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in a bamboo house. That's not here, though. But bamboo is very strong, so maybe people thought they'd like to be in a bamboo house. I don't know.
Well, some of those countries, they just put, like, not paper, but they just use, like, sticks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
to make a house.
Bamboo and rice paper, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's not the answer, though. Bye-bye. Yeah, the good answer. Good answer. Let's see. What I couldn't read what I crossed out. Oh, I know what it was. It was the cat house was one of the ones that we did name. And then the outhouse. So we've got one more house to go and one more common candy bar component that we have to go. And I'll give you... Oh, we got a phone call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
On the candy, I'm going to say almonds.
You got it! Attaboy! I figured that was going to be way early, but nope, that's the last one people mentioned. 12 people agreed with you on the survey. Almonds is a common component. Absolutely. I love almonds. All right, thanks a lot. Attaboy! Bye-bye. He did a good job. We closed that one off. We still have one house that nobody wants to be in. Okay? We'll go back to that. Let me get another question for you. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. And the phone number here is 740-383-9944. Boy, we had a lot of different people calling in. I love that. I don't know how many. I didn't count how many people, but we've had a lot of different people. We've also have our regular favorites that call in quite often. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Grass.
That had to be right up front there, right? Lawns and weeds. That goes... Now, that's number two, though. It's not number one. But that's number
okay.
two. 14 people agree with you. All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Lawns, of course, that always grows too fast. Now, how often do you mow your lawn? During the peak of the summer, I mow it once a week. All my neighbors mow it twice a week, so they probably don't like me very much. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about your hair?
Hair is number one. That surprised me a little bit, but that's because I don't have a lot of hair. So hair and unibrow, it's combined. That is the number one answer with 48 people. Almost half of the people that were surveyed agreed with you. Okay, atta girl.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, why they threw unibrow in there, hair of any sort. Now, how about hair on the back? Ooh, yikes. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Nails.
Nails is number 5. Nails is number 5 with 6 people agreeing with you.
All right.
All right, I chew mine, so they don't grow very much. Have a good day. All right, nails. Yeah, and nails are kind of hair, aren't they? I think. They're made out of the same stuff. So anyway, I don't know why I chew my feet. I don't chew them like I used to, but I'm not good with it. All right, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say babies or children.
Yes, that's number 3. And kids or babies, it says. And, you know, I just went and visited my four Smith grandchildren, and one of them is 10 years old, and I thought he was born 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, they just shut up.
They seem... Especially babies, they just seem to grow so fast.
Yes, yeah, and one of my grandchildren that I visited is 6'5".
So, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I said when I saw him. All right, you got it, Attagirl. Babies is number, what did I say, number 3 on the list. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, 6'5" baby I got. He's such a sweetheart. I'm so proud of him. He's going to be pitching for North Carolina, the Tar Heels, next year, not this year. He's a left-handed 6'5" pitcher, and I'm so proud of him. Anyway, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm going to say pets.
Pets?
Animals. Dogs or cats.
That's a good answer. I'm surprised it's not on here, but that's a great answer. Why isn't it on here? But
yeah,
it's not.
You want them to stay little, too.
Little what?
You want them to stay little, too. The dogs or cats, little kittens.
Yeah. I tell you, I love them, and then they grow up and scary.
Yeah.
wake you up in the middle of the night standing on your chest. That's what my little puppy does to me. That means he wants to go out. All right. Well, thanks anyway, but we'll keep trying.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, I agree with it. The little ones grow up too fast, those little pets that you have, the little kittens, the little puppies, little snakes. James Anderson, if you're listening, I don't like little snakes. Don't bring them back in. Actually, he brought a little snake in 2 or 3 months ago, and he was kind of a cute little snake. He was a little brown snake. He was only about, I don't know, 5 inches long, and I named him Brownie, and they let Brownie go later on, and so he's out there in the wild. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm going to say your dad or Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it says here your belly, so that's the same thing, right?
What did it say?
Belly? Didn't you say gut?
No, I said like your bills, like you owe somebody. You don't want that to grow.
Well, you know what? I think we just closed it out because I gave away one of them, and that happened. And the debt that you owe is number 6 on the list, with 4 people agreeing with you. Attagirl, you got it right. I got it wrong.
Okay, maybe I didn't say it that clear, but yeah,
no,
it's your debt.
I'm listening through a headphone, which is a little vague at best. All right, you got it.
Okay.
Debt is number 6. All right,
okay.
I'll have to go to another question. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, we still have one house remaining. Name a house you never want to be in. Now, we named haunted house, jail house, dog house, drug house, glass house, cat house, and outhouse. We still have one other house. It's kind of a vague one. I'm not really thrilled about that answer, and I may throw it out to you before too long. All right. I'm going to try and find one that's a little bit more tough. None of these are really tough. All right. This is kind of fun. Fill in the blank. Raging blank. Raging blank. Fill in the blank. Now, we all know an old movie that had that in the title. And that is one of the answers. So I semi gave that away. But go ahead. Fill in the blank. Raging blank. Okay? We have one more answer for name the house you never want to be in. And then the question is fill in the blank. Raging blank. All right. Having a good day. Hey, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Fire.
Raging Fire. Absolutely. That's the number three answer to this one. Atta girl. Boy, you're getting some atta girls today. All right. That's excellent. Raging fire. Okay. Now, I've got five more left on that. Give me 1 second so I can have a sip of coffee here. Okay, that was a lot longer than 1 second, but I needed a lot. Oh, I see we're almost at the end, so we'll get back to it.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. We're on in team with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH. Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy Delivery.
Hey! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place.